Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by North Texas Ace Hardware Stores, where you'll get friendly, localized service. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, presented by Ace Hardware, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mike Bass. That's my guy, Mike Bass. He's the guy you'll talk to when you call my program. We're live on this beautiful, sunny Saturday. Oh, it's not? No, it's not. I looked out the window. There's a mess out there, isn't it? Well, I hope the parade has gone off well. I hope everything has gone off well. We'll just imagine it to be a sunny Saturday afternoon. Good afternoon. We're live on this day, about the middle of March, just a day off the middle of March. And we welcome you to the Texas Gardening Program for the next hour here at KLIF. Give me a call, won't you please? Live, 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-KLIF. 5543. I was just telling Mike, I hear him here and there doing other things, other places, and how great he sounds. And you just got to hear it. You got to hear it without changing the dial at all. 888-787-5543. Call right now, please. I talk about urban horticulture. That's my gig, and have done so since, well, I came to the Dallas-Fort Worth area in 1970 with the Texas, it was at that point called Texas Agricultural Extension Service, a part of Texas A&M, and served as Dallas County Extension Horticulturist for 2.5 years, and then as a regional Extension Horticulturist serving 17 counties. And then in 1977, I left Extension work and began in January of 78 doing a commercial radio, doing a gardening talk show and writing for newspapers and other things that I still do now. And the first radio program I had in the local market was at frequency 570. It was WFAA AM at that point, and it has since sold and been a couple of things, but here we are back together on this Saturday afternoon. And one of the other radio programs that I do is a statewide program, a daily recorded program. This one is live, but the daily recorded program goes out weekdays, and I just recorded program number 12,020, and that's a lot of daily programs over all that time. And so I love doing this. It might turn into a career eventually, but I rather would like to have your calls. I see Barbara has called from Dallas, so we will go to her call in just a moment. Thank you, Barbara, for that. We'll get the program underway. Again, the phone number, you and Mike Bass will be the first person you'll talk to. 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. One of the other places that you can visit is on WBAP's sister station on Sunday mornings, 8 until 9, at 820 on the AM dial and 93.3 on the FM dial, 93.3. That's a fairly new number for a frequency for and band for WBAP, and so I'm trying to get into that habit also. You know, old habits are hard to break, if you haven't noticed that. Let me do my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, and then we'll go directly to Barbara. Today's SPCA of Texas Dog is Pirate. Pirate is a charismatic 2-year-old male Labrador Retriever mix with boundless energy and a heart as big as an adorable pointed ears. Now, weighing in at a solid 45 pounds, Pirate is a perfect blend of cuteness and playfulness, ready to steal your heart. Pirate's intelligence shines through in every interaction, making him a quick learner who's always up for a game of fetch or a challenging puzzle. His sleek black coat, complemented by a dappled white underbelly, gives him the distinctive and charming appearance that's sure to turn heads in your daily walks. This four-legged adventurer has a love for the great outdoors, especially hikes and walks where he showcases his well-behaved leash skills. But Pirate isn't just about action, he's also a master of relaxation. Whether he's snuggling on the couch or watching movies with you, Pirate knows how to enjoy quality downtime. Pirate's soulful dark eyes tell a story of companionship and a longing for a forever home. Don't miss the chance to welcome this sweet, affectionate pup into your life. As with all dogs at the SPCA of Texas, Pirate has been neutered, microchipped, and is up to date on all his necessary vaccines. It's always best to bring any 2- or 4-legged siblings in for a meet and greet prior to adoption. Pirate is waiting for his new family at the SPCA of Texas Russell E. Dealey Animal Care Center, so you'll need an appointment to meet him. Simply find his profile at spca.org, that's spca.org/dogs. Click on the Make an Appointment button and Pirate's team will take it from there. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit spca.org and click on Donate. Adopt your lucky charm from the SPCA of Texas. $17 adoptions for all adult dogs through tomorrow, Sunday, March 17, 2024. Animals are available for adoption at both SPCA Dallas Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive and the Ellis County Animal Care Center at 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. But remember, Pirate is at a different center, and that is at the Russell E. Dealey Animal Care Center, so make an appointment to meet him. Find him at spca.org/dogs. Click on the Make an Appointment button, and they'll take it from there. That's Pirate the Dog, the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. And that's sponsored today by Ace Hardware. Ace is the place with some fabulous people. They are the helpful hardware folks. You already knew that. You've been in there. You know how they step out of their way to greet you and say, how may we help you? And by the way, thank you for coming in. Those are things that are nice to hear because you're talking to people who either are the owners, the managers, or answer directly to the owners or managers. This is small business America where the business is owned by somebody in your community. And I'm proud to represent Ace Hardware here. Stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer. Find a great deal on Ace all-purpose lawn fertilizer for all grasses. 5,000 square foot coverage, $24.99, but you save $2 more with your Ace Rewards card. Pay only $22.99. There's a limit of 2 bags. You can apply it anytime during the growing season. Certainly coming up now, you can apply it. It feeds your grass in one easy step. It builds strong, deep roots to protect from drought and heat. It has a controlled-release feeding for up to 8 weeks. It's formulated for quick greening as well. That is Ace All-Purpose Lawn Fertilizer for all grasses, 5,000 square foot coverage. With your Ace Rewards card, it's only $22.99, a limit of 2. Ace is the place where they can help you with a beautiful lawn. They can help you with all of your hardware and homeware needs. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hi, I'm Dee from Justin Ace Hardware in Justin. Visit us in the Garden Center. We've got everything from abelia to ZZ plants. Come see us for reliable local help. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Dee, very, very much. And always good to hear her voice. Her customers love that lady. She's really good with them. All right, I've got something I'm going to add on before I go to Barbara to the SPCA report. It's something I came across last night. I think it's a great one. I tried it on my family, and they did pretty well with it, but not perfectly. So it's a real-life situation. It's something I read. So you're out on the street, walking down the sidewalk, and you see a service dog. You know what service dogs are. You see a service dog coming toward you in its vest. It's set to work, but it's by itself, and it's obviously coming right toward you. What do you do? Simple as that. And I'll give you the answer in a little while, but just curious if you know. There is a real and right answer to that. What do you do if you see a service dog coming right toward you, dressed in its vest and by itself? We go to Barbara in Dallas, our first call this afternoon. Barbara, this is Neil. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you so much. Nice to have the rain.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, well.
You might as well be happy with it. We got it.
That's right.
Questions about the timing on fertilizers, all those stuff that you usually do later. Is it time to go ahead and do them, given that spring is here?
Yeah, I wouldn't change times particularly for things too much because it has warmed up a little bit early this year, because I think it's very likely that, we'll have some cold weather, et cetera, et cetera. But I do think that
I hope not.
We're pretty close to time.
All my hostas are up.
Yeah, I do think it's time. I think it is time to think about fertilizer. I put some fertilizer out on my ground cover beds. I have not fertilized turf grass. I did fertilize some ryegrass that I have, but it's a cool season grass. I think probably in a week or so would be the time in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Barbara, that I would fertilize Bermuda and St. Augustine. They are barely starting to green up, and the soil is still pretty cool, unbelievably. And I saw in the 10-day forecast some temperatures forecast of 40 degrees, and that's still awfully cool. So there's not much to be gained by rushing the season. If you wait another week or so, you'll be okay. If you put it out now, you told me you put it out a day or two ago, it wouldn't be the end of the world. But it would be better to wait a week or two.
My yard guy put out pre-emergent 2 weeks ago. He told me it was time, and I have missed your, since your time's changed, I have missed your show and wasn't able to call and find out when was it. Is, I know it's probably not a problem, but will I need to apply it again later?
You'll need to apply it 90 days after the first application. You should be fine.
Okay, I'll write it down. Those are my main things I need to know. It's when to do what. Thank you, sir.
You're doing great.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Have a good one. All right, and that opens that line. We have lines available for you right now at 888-787-KLIF. Call right now, please. 888-787-5543. My book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and I have it on sale for you right now. It answers almost any question you might think of. Everything I have ever written, everything I've ever told you is in the book from one side to the other. It has 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. It is a hardback, and it was printed in Texas on high-quality paper. When people say, well, you could have made the book better by doing this or that, and I'm thinking, I did everything I could think of to make the book better. I added 150 pages to what I originally thought it would be. I just kept adding. I need a section on such and such, and so I'd add more pages. And we still kept the price as low as possible. It's only $34.95, and you would expect to pay more like $50 or $55 at a bookstore. Go look at the other books that look like this with 840 photographs, and you'll see that they will be up in that price range. But this one is not in bookstores. This one is not on Amazon. I sell it directly from my house to your mailbox. I sign it as it sells. That is why I can't put it in bookstores, can't put it on Amazon. I want to be able to sign it for you. And I also want to be able to guarantee your satisfaction or a complete refund. And if it went through all these other third-party people, I wouldn't be able to do that. I will tell you that of the 86,000 that we've sold so far, no one has asked for a refund. I'm really humbled by that. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas, things that apply to all 10 remaining chapters in the book. It talks about soils and climate areas and all of that, freeze zones, everything. Chapter 2 is, and Chapter 1 has the USDA hardiness zone maps and why the 1990 map is better than the 2012 or the 2023 maps. It explains why I think they've ripped their britches and why we need to go by that 1990 map. My feelings. You can go by whatever you want to. Chapter 2 is the one that will answer every one of Barbara's questions about when should I do this or that. It is a calendar, a 48-page calendar, 4 pages per month of when you plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11 are extremely detailed chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Every detail written in detail and written for the entire state of Texas for every county. If you want to give it as a gift, you can do so proudly, knowing it will be appropriate for the recipient. If you want to use it, I think you can use it and know that everything will be helpful to you. It will pay for itself by the end of the springtime. If you think it hasn't, I'll buy it back from you. Full price, no questions. All right, here are the two ways you can order it, since it's not in stores and not on Amazon. You order it from my office by calling weekdays, and I'll give you that number in just a moment, or you order it directly from my website. That's the better way. The phone number to my office, weekdays 9 to 5, 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. But the better way to order the book at just $34.95 is to go to my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Lens Landscape Lighting, bringing you not just beauty, but added security, helping you keep an eye on kids and pets when outdoor playtime turns to night. And now Lens Services proudly brings our lighting expertise to your home's interior space. Let us illuminate the beauty of your home, inside and out. Lens Landscape Lighting and Lens Services, we light the way you live. For more info, go to lenslighting.com. That's lenslighting.com.
Hello, friends. This is Tommy Brummett, pastor of First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney, inviting you to join us for worship. You can join us in person in McKinney and in Melissa, or join us online. Find out all options at sharingtheheart.org. First United Methodist Church, where the love of God is proclaimed and everyone is welcome.
That is our church, the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney. As Tommy said, Pastor Tommy, I'm sorry, he's my friend, I call him Tommy. As he mentioned, everyone is welcome. We'd love to have you come. Services at 8, 9, 10.05, and 11.10. The 10.05 service live streams at sharingtheheart.org. And the address is 315 North Church Street. Isn't that appropriate? Northwest of downtown McKinney, by about two blocks. So we'd love to have you come and see what a church that's more than 100 years old looks like. Beautiful old church. Let me tell you about Baylor Scott & White right now, and this is their healthcare system. They have been so good for our family since they saved our daughter's life back in 2005. You think that made an impression on us? I think it did. And I've had the joy of telling you about them all of that time. And when it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots there. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, and you give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your entire garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands. It is your call. Baylor Scott & White believes that your health needs to be the same way. And that's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Our family does that regularly. I do, my wife does, rest of our family as well. Now you can have your care right in your pocket, so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download the MyBSW Health app today. MyBSW Health app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. The MyBSW Health app. Get it today. Use it frequently. You'll find it to be very, very helpful.
I'm Doug from Jabo's Ace Hardware. When you need reliable, localized help with those great lawn and garden products, come see us. We're Ace, the helpful hardware folks. Now back to you, Neil.
Thank you, Doug, very, very much. Great company, Jabo's. Thank you. All right. A couple of things to mention to you. Let me give you the phone number once again. Give me a call. I'd love to have a chance to help you with your gardening question. I only have 1 hour on Saturdays now. That was by my personal choice. I cut back to 1 hour back about 5 months ago, 4 or 5 months ago. And I have to admit, I have enjoyed the extra time with family. It's been wonderful. It's allowed me to go to some concert performances with grandchildren, their music performances, and Little League games, things of that sort that I wouldn't have been able to otherwise, or just to have them at the house. And then church on Sunday mornings. I've cut back on WBEP to 1 hour, 8 until 9. So it means that you need to call early if you want to call. 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Are we past the frost-free date? I can't promise you that. We are at the 16th of March, and we're right in that range of usually the continental divide is about now for most of the Metroplex. And looking at the 10-day forecast, it doesn't look like we're going to have a frost during that time or freeze during that time. So that would put us a good bit past the average day of the last killing freeze. And so as a result, I think there's a pretty good chance that we won't have another frost or freeze. And so it's probably worth taking that chance and planting things like tomatoes and beans now. You still want to wait on sweet potatoes and okra and the southern peas, things that really need warm, hot soil to plant. Those would be another 3 or 4 weeks from now. And caladiums and tropicals, warm season color plants, you want to wait a while for them. But in terms of things that you would plant now, let's talk about tomatoes, for example. Tomatoes are something that very critically you want to stay with small to mid-sized tomatoes. You do not want to grow the giant tomatoes. That's just not a good plan. The large fruiting tomatoes will not set fruit. You'll do well to get maybe 5 or 6 or 7 fruit off a big boy tomato or a beefsteak tomato in our area in Texas. It's too hot here. It gets too hot too soon. And it's well known and well documented for decades that large fruiting tomatoes will not set. And we're talking about varieties. They do not set when temperatures get into the 90s. So you only have a narrow, and they don't set when it's in the 70s, lower than the 70s at night in the 60s. And so we have a very narrow little window for them to set in which they can set fruit. In the Midwest, where they're much more plentiful and do much better, they were bred for those areas. There, the summertime temperatures are in that range. And so they're very productive there, but not here. So stay with small to mid-sized tomatoes as you plant. All right, let me take a break in our tiny garden tip. We'll come back to Pamela in Crescent Hollow, and we all will find out together where Crescent Hollow is. That'd be nice to know. Let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair right now. You get rain 1 week in Texas, you get blazing hot sun the next, and the foundation says, "What is going on with my soil? I am getting this bumpy ride. It's like a ride at Six Flags." And indeed, that's what happens when you have clay soil, as almost all of us, 96% of the homes in the Metroplex are built on clay soil that expands when it's wet and contracts when it's dry. Some of those homes, a small percentage, very small percentage, were built with very deep piers. They were poured properly with anchors that went down 20 feet into the ground. I'm not a structural engineer, but very few homes were done that way. Part of our house was built that way, but an addition that was put on, not at all, no piers. And that's the part we've had trouble with. And we got Advanced Foundation Repair to come out, and they made it whole once again. That's what you need to do. If you're having windows that don't open properly or don't shut all the way, that's not good. If you have doors that won't shut properly, if you have tile and grout work and mortar joints that are showing cracks separating away, any of that tape and bed work that's coming apart, those are all evidences of foundation issues. Let Advanced Foundation Repair come to your home and do their free home inspection. They'll look very carefully. They have very sophisticated equipment that will point out where the problems are and how detailed the issue is. And they'll show you and tell you what it would cost to fix it. One of the things that I have been told many times and that I observed firsthand was they simplify it down so that the work is a lot more affordable from them than with most other companies. And they guarantee their work for the lifetime of the home. When they fix a slab, it had a great guarantee. So that's why you call Advanced Foundation Repair at 214-333-0003. Don't wait for summer. Get it done. It won't get any better without the help. That's foundationrepairs.com. Foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Coming up Monday on DFW's Morning News, storm cleanup in Prosper and Salina and other North Texas cities. We'll have the latest on that. Plus, spring brings the risk for more severe weather. We'll get you ready.
And the brackets will be set. We'll jump into March Madness and bring you the local perspective and Texas teams headed to the tournament. I'm Laura Sadler.
And I'm Clayton Neville. It's DFW's Morning News, weekdays 5 until 9 on 570 KLIF 96.3, FM HD2, and KLIF.com.
Whiskey Stone, 1983 is the year that they began. They are still going strong. They're open Monday through Saturdays. It's probably a little too rainy to go out today, but make them a destination someday when you want to have a pleasant and exciting experience of going to see beautiful stone. Your landscape is not finished until you put stone into that landscape. Natural stone, whether it's retaining wall stone, whether it is maybe you want a paved surface out of natural stone for a patio or a walkway or even a driveway. They can pool decking. They can do all of that for you. They don't do the work themselves. They supply the stone. They can put you in contact with great masons, landscape contractors who do exquisite work. Maybe you need decorative gravel or rounded river rock. Maybe you just want decorative boulders for the big landscape statement that they make. They have it all. 22 acres of it all. Beautiful stone. This is one of my favorite places to shop, to window shop. It's just fun. And they're nice people. Mike and Derek Wisnan, second and third generation in this business, very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Go meet them and tell them I was saying really great things about them because they deserve it. They are wonderful. That's Whiz Q Stone, W-H-I-Z hyphen Q Stone. And they are at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South. And that's in Southeast Fort Worth. Their phone number, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone.
It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful.
I thought it might be fun this weekend to address some of the most asked questions that I get. Here's one that comes up every once in a while. Neil, I'd like an evergreen flowering shrub for our landscape. What works best? And I always tell people, don't give me too many expectations, too many qualifications. That's a lot. There aren't a lot of evergreen shrubs that bloom. Azaleas are probably the best bet. Ask your nurseryman about the soil preparation they need, but don't get too hooked on color from evergreen shrubs. For the record, other evergreens that bloom well include camellias, but they need acidic soils and mild winters, and mahonias. But here are some deciduous plants that are great for color. Crepe myrtles, altheas, forsythia, bridal wreath, quince, and weigela. They are great plants. You can use evergreens that don't bloom, and then put annual and perennial color around them. I have more gardening tips for you each Thursday evening in eGardens, my free weekly electronic newsletter. Sign up at neilsperry.com.
Okay, Wild Birds Unlimited. What a joyous thing to get to tell you about right now. We enjoy the wild birds in our backyard, and we have so many. We go through, let me do a little math, probably between 200 and 300 pounds of bird seed, you know, wintertime in our backyard. People say, Neil, don't you have a bunch of seeds coming up, seedlings, weeds coming up beneath your feeders? Not really. I was looking today and I probably have, 10 or 15 sunflower seedlings coming up from where the feeders hang. And 10 or 15 sunflower seeds would take maybe 10 seconds to get rid of. Not very long. That's not a very big price to pay for the joy that we have. We watch the birds all the time, and our kids and grandkids, well, grandkids and one great-granddaughter, love watching the birds. And it's just a constant joy to look out there. We have 7 feeders and different kinds of feed. These all came from Wild Birds Unlimited, as did all the seed. They have very specialized seed from their corporate offices. This Wild Birds Unlimited store that I'm featuring and telling you about is the McKinney store, because that's where I go for help. It's closest to me, but it's worth the trip even a little bit out of your way, because they have the best employees. They're folks who have been with Cheryl Miller, Birdie Miller, for the whole time the store has been open. It's been open 7 or 8 years, and they've been there the whole time, many of them, about half of them. And they know birds. They know the species. They know what their feeding habits, their nesting habits, and if they're migratory, when they're here and when they leave. They can help you with hummingbirds. They're about to come back through town. And you really want to get involved with the wild birds at your place. Wild Birds Unlimited. They're at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard. That's just about a half block south of El Dorado Parkway in McKinney. In fact, it's two doors down from Tom Thumb in that same shopping center. That's 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, south of El Dorado Parkway near Tom Thumb. They're open Monday through Saturday. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays, open 10 until 5 in the afternoon. Wild Birds Unlimited, tell them I was really saying great things about them because they're a great store. I've been in a lot of the Wild Bird stores around the country. This one is the best. And you know what? They've been voted the best in the nation twice, and they deserve it. Wild Birds Unlimited, 3001 South Hardin Boulevard in McKinney.
We're always with you. Just download and listen to the KLIF app on your phone. This is Real News and Information 570. KLIF. KLIF.com.
What a great day to tell you about Callaway's Nursery. They're still undercover, and it's a fun time to shop at Callaway's. Successful gardening starts at Callaway's Nursery with the help of plants from Proven Winners. Proven Winners is the number one plant brand of high-quality plants. Right now, their 4.5-inch annuals are 20% off at your neighborhood location. Proven Winners lives up to their name. Their plants are healthy, disease-resistant, and easy to grow with lots of long-lasting color, full of wow power. Helping gardeners maintain and enjoy their plants is a common goal for Callaway's and Proven Winners. They want to make it easy for Texans to enjoy gorgeous garden beds and containers filled with proven plants. Discover their diverse selection of Proven Winners to brighten up your home. Split the sentence right there. Let's see if this sounds more logical. Discover their diverse selection of Proven Winners to brighten up your home garden with season-long color at your community location today. That did sound better. Explore the stunning selection of Super Bells, Heart-to-Heart Caladiums, and so many more. Callaway's has a large collection of imported ceramic, terracotta, and modern lightweight plastic from Chappie to show off your spring blooms. Get started on your outdoor containers and frame your front porch as a warm welcome to your guests. When adding your spring plants to your beautiful new pottery, give them an extra boost with Callaway's premium container potting soil. You'll love the results. More big news. Mark your calendar for two big events in one. Callaway's is celebrating the new Eclipse Big Leaf Hydrangea from First Edition at Eclipse Viewing Party. Oh my goodness, April 8th from 1 until 2. Oh my goodness. For more details, check out their event page at callaways.com. They're open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. That's Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. Callaways.com.
I'm Scott from Lakewood Ace Hardware in Dallas. When you need reliable, localized help for your outdoor grilling needs, come to us. We're the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
All right. Thank you, Scott, very much. And let me write down Pamela's city, Crescent Hollow. I'll find out where that is. I am also going to repeat my question one more time. And that is, if you are walking down the sidewalk and you see a service dog coming toward you with its vest on, in other words, it's ready to work, is working, but it's alone, there's nobody with it, and it's just walking toward you, directly toward you, what do you do? That's my question. Simple as that, but a real life situation. Didn't happen to me. I just happened to read that, and I thought, oh my goodness, that makes all the sense in the world. We go now to, and the phone number here, if you'd like to call, is 888-787-KLIF. Our pastor with his birding feature will not be with us today. 888-787-5543. Pamela, this is Neil. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Where is Crescent Hollow?
No, it's Preston Hollow.
Oh, Preston. It's, oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, Preston. Yeah,
I kind of have heard of that one.
Well, oh, I thought my, it might be just a specific kind of geographical area that might make a difference. The reason I'm asking that way is, is it too late to put pre-emergent out?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't wait. I'd let the obviously let things dry out the next, I don't know how long it's going to take, day or two or three, but I would get it out immediately after that. You're right at the tail end of the proper time. And the fact that you're in the urban heat pocket of LBJ inside it, things have warmed up fairly early. Let me ask you a question. Is this going in your lawn or in flower beds?
Lawn.
Okay. And your primary grass is Bermuda or St. Augustine?
St. Augustine.
All right. And you're putting it out for crabgrass and for grass burrs. That's what the pre-emergents are used for. Have you had a history of either of those in the recent past?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Then I'll just stop with my questions. And the answer is it's not too late, but it soon will be. I'd go ahead and get it done as soon as you can. You want the blades of the grass need to be dry when you put the granules out.
Okay. Is there a particular kind that's better than the other? Is it better to put it down heavy? Is there a trick here that is helpful?
You don't put it on heavy. You put it on at the recommended rate. And
if the
manufacturer thought that heavy would be a good idea,
they
would
have said so.
Tell you they're going to have you put more on.
yeah.
But no, you put it on at the recommended rate. The only thing I will tell you that is an adjustment based on this year is that because the soils are very wet right now, when you get it on, you put it on when the grass is dry. And then you're going to water the soil to disperse it across the surface of the soil, but
right.
You don't need to use very much water because the soil won't hold much water. So you would do just a kind of a light watering. I don't want to assign minutes to it, but if I did, I would probably say 5 to 8 minutes per area.
Okay.
But that, of course, depends on what kind of sprinkler you're using. And so it just doesn't need to be a heavy soaking because it's already had that with the natural rainfall.
Right. You know, I'd like to ask you one other thing that's off this subject, if you have just a minute. We live on a piece of property that has a lot of pecan trees. This home was built for a man that propagated pecan. He had a pecan nursery. And I have heard that you cannot count on the freezes being over until the pecan trees leaf out. If they show a little budding of a leaf, that means you're safe from the freezes. Is that true?
I don't think I would tie those together. I can see why somebody might say that, but pecans are just about the last. I live in a pecan forest. We have 11 acres, and probably 8 or 9 of them are covered with pecans. Our Google Earth view of our property, of our house, you don't see any part of our house. All you see is trees. So I've lived with them for 47 years by the time they leaf out, by the time that our pecan trees leaf out, we are a month past the average date of the last killing freeze. Whoever came up with that little gem of a tidbit, didn't take much of a chance.
No, that's I meant just the beginning of the leaf. I don't mean little bud.
Yeah. Okay. My birthday is in early May, and I always feel that. Yeah, my birthday is in early May, and I always feel like pecans should be fully leafed out, completely leafed, grown out, by the time my birthday rolls around. Some years they're not. If it's a cold spring, hang on. Let me finish this. And you know, if I were to assign the last freeze date to a given tree, I would be, that's just a jeopardy. I wouldn't go by that.
Okay.
Yeah, what I tell people, and what I've told people for 54 years of living here, is know that in this area, the average freeze date, and especially in Preston Hollow, where you are closer to you're a week ahead or 10 days ahead of people who live in Plano or Denton. It's just colder outside the urban heat pocket. All right. So you go for the average date of the last killing freeze, and that's going to put you somewhere in the March 20th to March 22nd time period for the outer area. You can take a week off that, so March 15, March 12, something like that, for where you are. And at that point, if you're trying to decide, am I going to invest a bunch of money on begonias and coleus or tomato plants or whatever it is on March 15 or March 12, you look at your 10-day forecast. They are getting more and more accurate. And if on that date it doesn't have anything close to a freeze, then you say, I think I'm good. And that's where we are on this day on the 16th of March. We don't have in the Dallas area, we don't have anything near a freeze in the next 10 days. And I'm actually looking at McKinney because that's where I live. And there's nothing near. There was a 39-degree night. That's cold. It's too cold to be doing some things, but it's not anything that would stop me from planting tomato transplants.
So that's
how I do it. I don't think about whether the pecans have leafed out or not yet.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'll
tell you one step farther. Forgive me for interrupting. Take it one step farther. I have probably 200 pecans on these 11 acres.
And
they're just native pecans that were there when we bought the property in 1971. And they vary from one tree to the next by 3 weeks as to when they leaf out.
Oh, wow.
It's just like guys vary with when we lose our hair. Some never, and some by the time they get out of high school. So just use your calendar.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
My sermon is over.
Okay, well, I just thought that was kind of cool. I thought, oh, maybe those pecan trees know something we don't know.
Well, people use mesquite flowers. When the mesquites flower, you're safe. And they use that. Oh, I've heard that a lot more than the pecans.
That's funny. Yeah. That's funny. Well, thank you very much for your help. I can't wait now to get that pre-emergent because I've missed it so many years. And, the ground are green, but it's a lot of weeds rather than, good, thick grass.
Well, it's now pre-emergence is not going to do anything to help you with the weeds that you have right now. That's one you put out the first week of September, the last week of August. Pre-emergent means you put it out before they emerge. So the ones you have out there now, you deal with a different way.
Just
remember what you're doing. I
need to get on the system.
That's right. So got to get on the treadmill somewhere. Hey, I appreciate your call. Have a good day. Thank you. All right. So let me tell you about my book once again, because this will tell you the timing and explain the pre-emergence and explain those frost-free dates. Yeah, I want to tell you about the. I'll do this away from the ad, but I'm going to tell you why I disagree with the USDA hardiness maps. My book is Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. I wanted a book that would address all the aspects of outdoor gardening for every county in Texas. One book that people could carry into a nursery or on a plane with them if they're going on a vacation, just wanted to sit and read about gardening and whatever. And I wanted a book that people would say that made me a much better gardener than I was before I read it or before I started using it. It's not a book you sit down and read cover to cover. Occasionally, once a year, somebody will tell me, I read your book last week. I don't know. I also wanted Carolyn Skye as my editor. Carolyn is brilliant. We have worked together on many, many things. She was editor of my magazine back when magazines were fashionable. And she had been a senior publications editor at a major university in California. And Carolyn also had been a screener on my radio programs, screening calls and deciding whether people got on the air or not, because some people call and want basketball scores. And Carolyn's she's a master gardener. I wanted her. Carolyn, I want you as my editor. And she agreed. Cindy Smith, a wonderful graphic designer, had designed my last 10 gardening calendars back when people put calendars up on the wall and marked their appointments there. They didn't do it on phones. Oh, it's a different life now, isn't it? So these were the reasons I made the decisions I did to do my book. I didn't want to have to work through committees at a publishing house and then have a publisher tell me, we couldn't sell your book. And then I see single store sell 400 of them in a month? Nah. Just tired of that. So I decided I want to self-publish so I can have my editor and graphic designer that I want. I can decide the paper I want. I can watch the press checks go to them and ask the printers, become friends with the printers, and ask them to add a little red, take away a magenta, take a little cyan out or whatever. And so for 3 weeks I was in San Antonio at Clear Visions doing those adjustments 24/7. Every 4 hours I went to the press side. So that's how Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening was born, now in its sixth printing, and I offer it to you at $34.95. 11 chapters that cover every aspect of outdoor lawns, landscaping, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardening, everything that you need for every county in the state. I worked really hard. You get a year of my life. You get a lifetime of my learning in this book. Satisfaction guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. I chose not to put it in stores and not to put it on Amazon just because of the markups that they put on things. And I kept the price down at what I would have gotten anyway if I had sold it through a publisher. So I'm actually making a lot less because there are a lot fewer of them selling than if the distributor had been out there hawking it everywhere. It's only $34.95, satisfaction guaranteed. You buy it either by going to my website or by calling my office. You'll get a signed copy. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com, or you can call my office weekdays at 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The better way, though, NeilSperry.com.
When the people at Advanced Foundation Repair called to say they wanted me to do ads for their company, I told them I'd need references, people for whom they'd done work. I spent several weeks checking them all out, and the reviews were just fabulous. That was more than 20 years ago, and people are still thanking me for referring them to these leaders in the foundation repair industry. Affordable, innovative, honest, punctual, it's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
With the MyBSW Health app, it's never been easier to take charge of your own health care. So keep making your hard work blossom into something great. Download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Arborological Services. These are people I have known for 25 years, 30 years, something like that. They are the only company that will ever touch my trees. They're that good. I can proclaim that. They are just fabulous. Let me tell you more about the company. Steve Hauser began his company back in 1981, still actively involved. He now does all the consulting work that he wants, but he also does a lot of public service work on behalf of not-for-profits and on behalf of the trees, the historic trees of North Texas. I really enjoy visiting with Steve Hauser. Now, the company will take the best possible care of your trees. They have the best equipment, the best trained employees. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have 3 Arborists of the Year. Steve is certainly one. Russell Peters and Kevin Bassett. These men have been awarded this top prestigious award. Only one person per year is given that award, and it's only been offered for the last 20 years, and here they have 3 of them in the same company. Arborological Services, serving Dallas and Tarrant counties, the Metroplex basically, from this toll-free number, 866-552-7267. You may think, yeah, that's some big national company, just a local office. No, it's not. This is a local company totally. 866-552-7267. You want the best for your shade trees. They represent the biggest investment you have in your landscape. They deserve the best, and the best is Arborological Services, arborological.com. You can find them on my homepage of my website. You can find them in eGardens as an advertiser, and you can find them at arborological.com or by calling 866-552-7267, Arborological Services.
Hello, I'm Sunny from Commerce Ace Hardware. Each Ace Hardware is independently owned by someone who cares about your community, someone who's there to answer your questions. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Sunny, very, very much. Appreciate that. And if you're out in an Ace Hardware today, ask for the manager and let him or her know that you listen to the program, you enjoy the program. If you do, if you don't, just keep your mouth shut. But if you do enjoy it, let them know, because they will take that to their meetings, their group meetings, and that will help with sponsorship. That always is a good thing. Couple of things to mention. We've asked if it's too late for pre-emergent application. No, not especially. But I wouldn't wait more than next 3 or 4 days after the rain stops. I'd try to get it out right away. Is it the proper time for fertilizing your lawn? Perhaps, but it won't hurt to wait another a week or so because it's still fairly cool. That was the reason I waited when I saw that 39 degree expected low in the upcoming week. I asked earlier this program couple of times, something I'd come across just in reading. If you are out on the sidewalk and you encounter a service dog coming directly toward you in vest, but it does not have anybody with it, it's alone and coming directly toward you, what should you do? And the answer is follow it. Ask it where and follow it, the old Lassie style. Follow it, because it's a person it's trying to help may be in distress. That person may have had a diabetic coma, may have been injured, but the dog is looking for help. It's come across something it can't cope with. That's the simple answer. Hey, thanks for listening. Until next week, same time, happy gardening.